This is CTTV Sports, sponsored by Recruit Champs. Recruiting exposure and advisement in 7 different sports. Register today for a free profile. CTTV stands for Couch Talk Television. We literally sit on the couch, talk sports, and make predictions. All right, guys, let's get started today. Right before the Monday night game, we won't talk about that game. Let's kind of do a recap of the college football playoffs and NFL to begin. But first, I want to introduce a new guest, my man Nick Jones. What's going on, Nick? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Checking in.
I also got Trevor next to me again. He's missed like 3 episodes.
Hey, man. Somebody's got to work.
But let's recap a little bit here. Let's talk about college football playoffs. We had some upsets. What's going on there, Trevor?
Man, we had a ton of upsets this weekend. Michigan goes down. Clemson goes down. A&M goes down. Man, there were upsets all over the college football landscape. Totally shook up the playoff rankings. A lot of teams jumped up. Some teams jumped down. Now we got a whole new top 5. So what do you guys think about that?
Which one were you most surprised about?
Michigan losing to Iowa. They've been handling teams all year. And now all of a sudden they come out, they look flat. They end up losing on a field goal at the end. North Dakota State went into Iowa and beat Iowa this year. Michigan should have won that game.
I'll go with the Clemson loss. That's my most surprising loss. I mean, come on, look at who Michigan played. Hawaii, UFC, Colorado is ranked, but Penn State.
Colorado's in the top 10.
Yeah.
They blew them out.
They're not. Colorado's not overrated.
What about Penn State? They blew them out, too. Penn State's in the top 10.
They did beat Ohio State. But, come on, man. Colorado.
I'm just saying.
You were just sitting here before the show started talking about, I can't believe Colorado's ranked.
Yeah, Colorado's in the top 10, but still, they blew them out. And they blew
beat Wisconsin by 7, but come on. Rutgers, Illinois, Michigan State's trash this year, Maryland.
You only play your schedule, man. You don't get to pick your schedule in college football.
My biggest upset was USC-Washington right there.
Yeah.
Washington knew they had to win everything. It was win or go home, and...
And it was a home game, too.
And it was a home game.
But let's stop it, though. Who really thought Washington was
what they claimed to be?
Chris Peterson, the old Boise coach, he's doing a real good job with Washington. I didn't know if they were legit or not, but he's done a good job with that program. So that was kind of a surprising loss for me. And USC hasn't been playing very good. I mean, they've been playing better lately, but they started after that beatdown.
Who's that corner? Was it Adoree Jackson or Johnson?
I think it's Jackson.
NFL ready right now.
Washington had everything to lose. They knew their strength of schedule wasn't that good.
But let's stop. It was Washington.
They knew they had to perform against a team like USC, and they didn't bring it.
So. What about Ole Miss versus A&M? The true freshman for Ole Miss comes in and beats A&M on the road at Kyle Field on a primetime game.
A&M's had a good corner? One good corner.
That's not true.
They scored 23 fourth quarter points.
I'm not sure about his name, but number 29 for A&M. I think he graduated. He already graduated.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you his name either. I can't tell you the last time I was watching.
23 fourth quarter points from the freshman, though. Leads his team back, and they beat A&M.
I couldn't tell you the last time I was watching a defensive introduction on an NFL game, and I've heard anybody say corner. Texas A&M.
You've heard him say linebacker, Texas A&M.
Yeah, they got plenty of linebackers.
They got Myles Garrett. He's coming up. He's a good player.
We'll see.
That might be who I'm talking about. He's a corner for A&M?
No, he's outside linebacker. Yeah. Duke beat North Carolina. West Virginia almost lost to Texas in a crazy game. You see the end of that game?
West Virginia was my pick. I knew they had it the whole time.
It burns. Charlie Strong.
Auburn lost to Georgia. That was a snoozer of a game.
I didn't watch that.
That was a very boring game.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech lost to Georgia Tech. Had another surprising home loss for a top 15 ranked team. Oklahoma State almost lost to Texas Tech and won by 1 point. Pulled it out at the very end.
If the Sooners don't finish up that Big 12 race, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oklahoma should not lose a Big 12 game because the Big 12 is not very good.
At West Virginia, they could lose that.
That'll be basically the Big 12 championship game this year.
Oklahoma State, they could.
West Virginia is a good team.
That is in Oklahoma, though. West Virginia's got a good defense.
Man.
Well, linebacking core.
They got a good offense.
They're great. The linebacking core is a great tackler, though.
Yeah. All right, so what about some NFL games this weekend? What do you guys think?
Well, I lost more picks than I would be comfortable with. Right now in the NFL standings, like Coach Hawkins was on here with me last time making picks, but I'm now 6-7. Two of those are from college basketball, but I'm still in total. I'm 6-7. Coach Hawkins is 5-8. So I was right on one more pick than he was.
How come you didn't call me to participate in the NFL? What the heck, man?
Just you weren't on the podcast.
You can't shout me out?
We'll shout you out from now on, I guess. Nick, you're 0-0. We'll have to add you.
Yeah, add me in there.
Matter of fact, we should just make you 0-1 because you would have picked Texas over West Virginia.
I'm a diehard Longhorn fan, people.
Unfortunately.
All right, so NFL games. We had Chiefs over Carolina and a very good comeback win for the Chiefs.
Well, can we stop? The Chiefs are not for real.
Are you
serious?
They
haven't scored an offensive touchdown since the first quarter of the Jacksonville game.
Denver's offense was terrible last year, and they won the Super Bowl.
That's different.
Defense? No, it's not.
Broncos defense wasn't better than the Chiefs defense this year?
The Chiefs defense is legit, and they're getting Justin Houston back.
The Chiefs are not a good football team. I will let you
They're 7-2. How are you going to say that?
Don't believe the hype. They haven't played a playoff team in over a month.
They blew out the Raiders. They blew out the Raiders in Oakland.
They played the Raiders, who are historically a bad home team.
That doesn't matter. They blew them out by three touchdowns.
In the rain when Derek Carr didn't have confidence in his throwing abilities. Let's stop, guys.
So what happens if they come out and they beat the Broncos, they beat the Falcons, they beat the Raiders?
They won't beat the Broncos on Sunday Night Football. You know how the Chiefs perform on the road in primetime games.
Okay.
Julio Jones will have over 100 yards receiving and two touchdowns in the next game.
He'll get his.
At Atlanta, too. What are the Chiefs 7-2 right now?
7-2.
In my opinion, here's how it plays out. They beat the Bucks in a close game because we can't score.
8-2.
8-2. Lose to the Broncos, 8-3. Lose out the Falcons, 8-4. Versus the Raiders, I'll give them that, 9-4. Versus the Titans,
10-4.
They're losing against the Titans.
They're not going to lose to they don't lose at Arrowhead.
Check this
yes,
out.
They do.
The Chiefs don't lose at home. 10 straight home wins. They don't lose at home.
The Buccaneers and the Titans are two teams you have to put up points against.
Fair enough, but.
What is the Chiefs' main problem, Trevor?
Look at this, though. The Chiefs played the Colts, top five offense in the league.
Wait a minute.
Bottom 10 defense.
That's not my point, though, is they shut out high-scoring offenses.
Not a playoff team.
They shut down the Raiders, high-powered offense. They shut down the Saints, high-powered offense.
In the rain. So are you going to pray for rain or snow during every game and slow down these teams, or are you going to
just expect my defense to come play? They came out and played good yesterday in the second half.
Chiefs won't win anything with Alex Smith at
quarterback. Come on, the Colts beat the Bears 29-23. They beat the Chargers by a little bit. They did get the Packers, but come on, the Packers. I don't know what's wrong with them this year.
Packers are a mess.
They're a mess.
All right, so what about this?
They lost to the Jaguars. Let's stop.
Chiefs almost lost to the Jaguars.
Let's stop.
All right, so what about this controversial finish with Denver and the Saints? Saints score an extra touchdown with about a minute to go. Go for the extra point. Dude jumps over the center, blocks the kick, and they run it back. The guy wearing white shoes apparently looks like he steps out of bounds. Refs don't call it. They review it. Play stands. Denver scores. What do you think?
As a ref, I will say refs aren't perfect.
Refs are terrible.
I have a soft spot for them now.
The NFL refs they need to go back to like the replacement refs.
Don't do that.
The biggest issue is I respect the call on the field if you cannot definitively change the call via replay. There's no way you could tell if he stepped out.
You think refs just let the play out and use replay as a crutch instead of actually calling the play?
No, I don't think so. I think most of them, for the most part, they call what they thought it was and then let the replay decide if it comes to that.
So do they let the replay kind of help them out? I'm not going to call this. I'm going to let it play out. And then if it was wrong, I'll let the replay.
No, I think they're firm in their decisions.
Okay.
And they go based off what they see. And if they're wrong, they have the tape to prove them otherwise. But, I mean, you can't play just like you can't play hesitant. As a ref, even though it's not the same thing, okay. You can't call a hesitant either. This is the NFL level.
So what about the Seahawks-Patriots game? That was an awesome game last night.
I lost that pick. Coach Hawkins was here on the podcast when we made that pick. We both lost that pick. We thought in New England, even though I like the Seahawks, I thought in New England they'd be too much. You know how Tom Brady's been balling this year. But they came through for me, so I'll take that one.
The game was a great game.
Awesome game.
Both teams respected each other. And it was so old school because both teams knew what the other team was going to do, and they were just like, hey, here's my best against your best, and we'll see who wins.
Seahawks were missing the Bennett brother, too.
What'd you think about that fade route on 4th and 1 to Gronk? The fade is the worst play of football. They need to get – teams need to stop.
I think it was a good no-call. Some people were calling for
– plowed over.
Right. If anything, that's offensive pass interference.
It was a flop by Cam Chancellor, and I can't respect it. But I respect the no-call. Gronk didn't push a grown man. Cam the Hammer Chancellor, he didn't slam him on the ground like he alluded.
It didn't look like he flopped.
I just want to shout my buddy out, Alex Fletcher. The fade route, me and him have this discussion all the time. Worst play call in football. Teams need to stop calling it. It doesn't work.
The fade route?
The fade route's terrible.
The fade route is one of the best routes. Right.
No.
And if the Chiefs called it more, they'd be a power five.
Maybe the Seahawks would have had another championship if they would have called
one. On 4th and 1, at the 2-yard line, you're going to run a fade route? Come on.
To Gronkowski?
Rob Gronkowski.
10 out of 10, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't. Obviously not.
They would have went 9 out of 10, maybe.
Here, I'll tell you this.
The safety, too?
I'll make this point right now. If the Chiefs would learn how to line up Travis Kelce on the outside, throw a fade route to him, they'd be a power five.
He might not
team.
Have time to throw that. Sorry, ass O line.
They'd be a
Don't
power
get me started
team.
On their O line.
All right, so since we're on the NFL topic, let's talk about the Cowboys. 8-1, another huge win yesterday in Pittsburgh.
The truth.
Are they the Super Bowl favorites right now?
No, not in my opinion. I do think they can go to the Super Bowl, looking at their and they could be wearing whatever the home jerseys are, actually.
The whites.
So
whites on white.
I guess they choose the whites in the Super Bowl. Maybe they choose the blues, but I don't know what the NFL rules are. But looking at their schedule, Ravens at home, Redskins at home, at Vikings. I thought the Vikings were going to be
trash.
Okay, but they're trash. At the Giants versus the Buccaneers, versus the Lions at the Eagles. They could win out.
I think they do.
I think they lose one more.
Cowboys go 15-1, and they walk to the Super Bowl. I can't say walk because they'll get the Seahawks in the NFC title game, but I think they end up winning.
Do you mean
the Cowboys or the Super Bowl?
I'll take the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. I think it's going to come down to them in Seattle. And as good as Seattle is and as bad as that Dallas defense is, you got a team who can consistently run the ball, and you got a young quarterback who's so rare he's not scared of anything.
Dak Prescott is the man. That guy makes
the
throws.
If Dez Bryant stays healthy and keeps his mouth shut, that team goes a far away.
We can agree on that, but who do they face in the championship game if it's not the Patriots? Because I know we all think it's going to be the Patriots. Is it a Broncos-Patriots matchup? Who do you think?
If
it wasn't the Patriots, if the Patriots didn't exist.
Just going to throw this out there, the Chiefs are tied with the best record in the AFC.
Chiefs haven't played a playoff team. Throwing that out there. The AFC race is pretty dismal right now. We got a good division surrounded by a bunch of bad divisions. I still don't think the Chiefs can get past the Steelers again. I don't care how bad they played good yesterday. The Steelers are primed to be one of the wild card teams.
What do you mean they don't have to play the Steelers?
Steelers aren't in the playoffs right now.
What I'm saying is, you know who you're dealing with? This is the Chiefs. Our luck, the Chiefs could lose out. Who knows? The Chiefs are 7-2 right now, but, it's the Chiefs.
The Steelers are 3 games out of a playoff spot. They're not even in the playoffs.
I'm 25 years old.
I know how old you are.
Let me say this. I'm 25 years old. Chiefs have been won two playoff games since in 25 years, both to Houston. So, I mean, come on, man. 25 years, two playoff wins.
It's 2016, man. Things are changing.
So, 26 years.
You know what hasn't changed? The Chiefs' offensive mindedness. Next time they throw a ball in the end zone instead of a 2-yard pass outside the end zone will be the day I call them.
I see why Alex Smith doesn't throw it deep, though, because who would that pick go to? Boston? Or Bostic? That safety for the Panthers?
Yeah. That was a nice play, though. It was good. It was not a great throw. It was an all right throw. Hill had his man beat. It was a little late, and it was a little underthrown, but it was still – took a heck of an effort to make the pick.
Okay, so let's say who's matching up against the Patriots in the AFC Championship?
I already told you my pick.
You think the Chiefs?
Yeah.
I don't think it's the Chiefs. I think it's the Broncos.
I think they win the division. They get the number two seed.
They're not winning the division, first of all.
They win the division, get the number two seed. They win their home playoff game after the bye, and then they go to New England and they get beat.
If Tlaib comes back, they drop to the Broncos two times in a row.
They're going to drop the Broncos two times in a row anyway.
Yeah.
You can't score. What are we talking about here? You can't score against the Jaguars in three quarters.
So I got the Chiefs. You guys got the Broncos. Nobody's going to take
the Raiders. I don't have the Chiefs. I'll say that. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't have the Chiefs.
I say the Raiders win the division. Broncos come in at wild card. Chiefs don't make the playoffs.
They're three games up of a playoff spot right now.
So?
Plenty of football.
This is the Chiefs, man.
They have to play the Broncos twice. I don't think they can beat the Chargers again.
I don't have any faith in the Chiefs until they prove it.
All right, so college football playoffs. We've already talked about the upsets. It shook up the rankings. Who's your playoff picks?
I think I love that Louisville got in because, in my opinion, if that game against Clemson early in the year was at Louisville, they'd have won that game. But, I mean, that's playing what ifs.
Let me ask you this. Team that didn't win the conference, didn't win the division, you think they're still okay to make the playoffs over – team, let's say, like Oklahoma, who wins the conference.
Yes.
They're a two-loss team.
Yes, but a team, I'd still let a team in, depending on who it was, over Oklahoma because of what I saw. Even though it was the first 2 weeks, you do get better over the season. But
they're rolling right now.
How many losses does Houston have now? Two or three?
Like three. They lost to SMU.
I think they only have two. Yeah. But, I mean, they're nowhere to be found in the discussion anymore.
Ohio
and they got
to
play Louisville
awesome.
Next week anyway, yeah. So I think Houston will go down again. But Ohio State, they're definitely better than Oklahoma, as we saw.
So my national champion pick, Michigan, lost. I still think they get in. I still think they beat Ohio State.
I think Ohio State beats Michigan.
I think Nick Saban doesn't want Ohio State to get back in because he just cannot beat Urban Meyer.
No.
He has such an issue with mobile quarterbacks that he would rather have anybody but Louisville in
or Ohio State. Yeah.
Okay, well, a little bit about tomorrow's State Farm Champions Classic. The matchup is Duke and KU. I think that's the second game.
Yeah,
the first game is Kentucky and Michigan State. But who are your picks, guys? I have Duke over Kansas, and I have Kentucky over Michigan State. And Kentucky might blow Michigan State out, in my opinion, maybe. What do you guys think?
Nick, you go ahead and take this one because I got a little talking I
got
to do.
I got Duke. You can't beat coaching.
I wonder how Charlie's about to defend this. KU pick.
Kentucky all the way. I think Michigan State's pretty dismal this year, and I think Kentucky just has the star power to take control of that game.
All right, well, Kentucky's going to beat Michigan State. Kentucky is...
Duke's going to beat Kansas.
Kentucky's ridiculous this year. They got a loaded freshman class, and they got some returning guys, too. Michigan State, they looked all right versus Arizona, but if you can't beat Arizona, you're not going to beat Kentucky. As far as KU versus Duke, Duke's missing their three best freshmen. Bolden's out.
KU's missing Josh Jackson.
No, he's not. He's playing.
No, he's on the court, but he hadn't showed up yet.
But Duke's got Bolden out. Duke's got Bolden out. They got Tatum out. They also got Giles out. They're three best freshmen.
They can still get KU.
They got Grayson Allen, yeah, but I
overrated.
Think
overrated. I just don't like Grayson. He's not overrated. I don't like him, though.
Grayson will get his, but the way Frank Mason played, I think that matchup washes itself out. So it's just the KU post players, which is Landon Lucas, Udoka Azubuike, who awesome name, by the way.
Awesome and, name, but never mind. I won't go there.
And Carlton Bragg, he's got to play a lot better. But
think Carlton Bragg, Azubuike,
and Landon Lucas
are going to assist your two your best front court in America?
Best one-two combo, yeah. Frank and Devontae, yeah. Well, I think KU's bigs are better than Duke's bigs, just looking at them matchup. So I think that's the difference in the game, and I think KU pulls it out.
Are we really going to sit here and let him rationalize?
No, I can't listen to this anymore.
I'm not going to sit and act like KU's just terrible. They lost to Indiana, and Indiana is no pushover.
Indiana's awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It was a great game. Thomas Bryant's
they're a little better. They're better than I thought they were going to be.
Coach K is going to have his team beyond ready for this game. And
even without their three best freshmen?
Yes.
They wouldn't need them. they won't need them.
All right, we'll talk about that. Okay, so college basketball, another good game. It's tomorrow night. Wisconsin and Creighton. Wisconsin, good team from last year, got a lot of returning guys. Creighton, kind of the under-the-radar team nobody knows a lot about. Game's at Creighton. Wisconsin's a two-point favorite. Who you guys got?
I'm taking Wisconsin in this one. I haven't seen much of both teams, but, I mean, I saw a little bit of Creighton in their exhibition game. Haven't seen any of Wisconsin, but, I mean, I'm usually a home guy, but in this instance, number nine team at Creighton, I'll just, if I get upset, I'll just take it.
Preseason rankings don't mean a lot. I'll still take Wisconsin. They had a good year last year after Bo Ryan left, their new head coach that they got. He came in and he had a good season with the team. And like I said, they got returning guys, so I'll take Wisconsin.
Wisconsin all the way. Got the length. They always have the length.
And one last topic for the day. My guy Wiggins finally breaks out. 47 points last night against the Lakers. 47 points. Basically, he outscored the Lakers starters by himself. Is Wiggins the real deal?
We're really going to act like the Lakers are.
Yeah. The real question is the Lakers the real deal?
Lakers aren't anything Wiggins, super special, Wiggins, but they're all right.
I mean, Wiggins, he had a great game, let's be honest. Who do they play next? Do you know Mr. T-Wolves fan?
Yeah.
Can he follow up that performance?
I think it's Charlotte. I think they play the Hornets.
Charlotte's got a better record than them, don't they? Charlotte.
Charlotte's one of the best teams in the East right now.
Allegedly.
It's early.
Allegedly.
It's early. It doesn't mean much. Yeah,
just like the Chiefs, huh? The Chiefs are the Charlotte Hornets of the NFL. That's how I see the Chiefs.
Yeah. Wolves got Charlotte at home tomorrow, so we'll see how Wiggins can follow.
Was that a home game, too?
Wiggins is a great talent, though. Yeah. Wiggins is really a great talent. He's
only like 21 too. Yeah. He's just gonna get better.
Yeah, if he keeps going at this pace, he'll be good. He'll be good.
And let me get you guys to weigh in on this thought a little bit. Last podcast, I don't know if you guys got to listen to that, and people that are listening out there, if you're subscribed or not, you should listen to that last podcast. The topic was about high school sports, and the example was football, and I had the idea of high school football implementing bowl games for high school teams. What are your guys' thoughts on that? I'll summarize it a little bit. Basically, high school teams, once they get put out the playoffs or even after the state championship game, you get one more week and, you know, you're matched up with a team outside your state in another state, but with the population of the school equivalent. So you don't have like a 6A team from Missouri.
Gotcha.
Playing like a whatever team in Nebraska or Iowa. Not that they blow them out, but just to make it fair. And just one more for the seniors, you know, because a lot of guys after high school football, a lot of guys, that's the last time they put the pads on.
Yeah, I think that'd be an all right idea. After you get knocked out, instead of your last game being a bad memory of you losing, I still remember my last game.
It could be a bad
game.
Memory of you losing to another team.
Well, it'd still be fun to go out there, nothing on the line, just go play one last time and put everything you got out there and, I mean, if you win, cool. If you lose, all right, whatever. But I think that'd be cool. Instead of losing and your last memory, you walking off the field for the last time, go play somebody you would probably never play in a regular high school game and just go out and have fun.
Well, from a recruiting aspect, you definitely have a good chance to get some key matchups going on if you're a talent scout or you really want to showcase your abilities against a outside opponent, because as we all know, used to playing football, especially
playing
at
the
that
same teams all the time,
especially at that level, you don't always lose to the better team. Sometimes you just lose because you weren't ready.
Right, and one of my thoughts on it was because everybody thinks that, and it's proven through recruiting, but everybody thinks that Florida, Texas, California, and Ohio play the best ball, and whether that's true or not, let's just let the kids go out there and have some games and let's get some stats on it.
Well, I think high school does a good job with that. They got those preseason or beginning of the season ESPN matchups.
Yeah, give some other teams a chance to be on TV.
Yeah. You get Florida schools go out play like Ohio schools and whatnot, but it's always the same state. Well, I think we had a matchup here in Kansas a few years ago. It was Gardner Edgerton versus somebody when Bubba Starling was quarterback.
We had Rockers play Blue Spring South on ESPN,
yeah,
too.
But that was a blowout. I remember
it was a blowout, but then later in the year when it got close to playoffs, it was opposite direction. Team that got blown out won. So,
yeah.
You never know, man, but that was just
great
a thought.
Quarterbacks that year.
Yeah, that was a thought of the last podcast. You guys have anything else to add?
No, we got some more polls coming out soon. If you guys got any questions you want to ask us that we can answer,
tweet them right to us, man, at CTTV Sports.
Tweet them to us. We got a Facebook page as well. You can also send questions to our Facebook page. We have a YouTube channel. You can listen there, too, if you can't listen on the podcast or anything. But
and since we're watching Odell Beckham Jr. dancing with his headphones on right there, the game about to come on here in an hour, let's go ahead and make a pick. Bengals or Giants, who you got, Nick?
I'm going to go with the Giants. Giants. At home. The Giants are rolling right now. Bengals, undisciplined. Marvin Lewis got to go.
Give me the Giants. It's a home game. Like Nick said, they're playing a little bit better right now.
I got lucky. Well, I didn't get lucky, but I thought I'd have to get lucky with that Arizona-Michigan State pick. So by going opposite. So I'll go opposite of these two. Again, I'll go with the Bengals at the Giants. It's not going to count against our records. It's not written on the script. So, All right, guys.
Right. Follow us on Twitter at CTTV Sports. Also on Facebook. We got a YouTube channel. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. And we will catch you later.